Hi, girls. It's Mrs. Burstein. I hope that you are enjoying your time off, but also using it wisely and helping out as much as you can at home. Just a reminder, of course, about our clicking during the days of Corona, a chesed being mevater, and of course, at least some tefillah will go a very long way for Klal Yisrael in this Eitz Tzara. I am going to hopefully try to be recording as much as possible, maybe a Dvar Torah a day, something like that. We'll be following along with the scrolls that I gave out. For those who want to write it down, I'll try to dictate a little bit. For those that just want to listen, that's great also. Missing you already, and I'm going to start with the Manishtana Dvar Torah. So if you just go and find the scroll that says Manishtana on tap, we'll do it how we usually do it in class, which is I'll explain the whole Dvar Torah, the whole thought, and then with any extra time, I'll try to dictate that to you so that you could get it down, and I hope that you'll be able to share these Dvar Torah at your Seder, wherever it may be this year. Okay, so the Manishtana, it doesn't necessarily have to do with Manishtana, but being that it Magid starts there, we start with the four questions. And it's interesting that throughout the Seder, we notice that the number four comes up many times. We have the four cups of wine, which correspond to also the four Lishonos of Geula, Behotzeisi, Vehitzalti, Vegaalti, Velakachti. We have the four questions here in the Manishtana. We have the Arba Banim, the four sons. So, of course, nothing is a coincidence in Yiddishkeit, and therefore there must be a reason for it. So, unfortunately, I do not have sources for these Divrei Torah, the majority of them. I do not have a source for this, but to answer the question why we have the number four coming up so many times in the Seder, we could say that in Shmona Esrei, at the end of Modim, we say, V'chal ha'chayim yodu chasela. And all the living, meaning anyone that's living, yodu chasela, they will, like Moda, they will give thanks to you forever. And Chazal tell us that V'chal ha'chayim yodu chasela, it's four specific people that owe Hashem an extra debt of gratitude. I mean, everyone, of course, everyone. We breathe, we live, we eat, we have all our needs provided for. Everybody owes Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. But there are four specific people that owe an extra debt of gratitude to Hashem. And it's hinted to by the word chayim, V'chal ha'chayim yodu chasela, who are the chayim that should praise you and thank you forever. Chayim, ches, yud, yud, mem. So ches stands for a chole, somebody that was sick and recovered, somebody that, it doesn't mean just a cold, but someone that was seriously ill and recovered, they would owe an extra debt of gratitude to Hashem. Yud stands for yam, someone who crossed the sea. And nowadays it could be even, it could be your parents, your anyone. It could have been you even, who went to Eretz Yisrael or to someplace else. But if you go over an ocean, there are those, not everyone nowadays, but there are many that will, when they get back, they'll bench Gomel. And that's showing that they owe an extra debt of gratitude also, that they crossed the sea and they came out alive, so they owe Hashem an extra debt of gratitude as well. The second yud, again, we're spelling out chayim, the chol ha-chayim, because those are the four people that owe Hashem the extra debt of gratitude, which are the four people also that bench gomel, which is benching gomel is going to shul and saying a special bracha to Hashem to give thanks for the extra chesed that he did for them. So again, chola, yud is yam. The second yud in chayim is yisurim, somebody that had troubles, meaning somebody that had been in jail. If somebody was in jail and they came out alive, they also would bench gomel and owe Hashem an extra debt of gratitude. And then the mem sofis in chayim is midbar, someone that crosses a desert also, being that it's a dangerous journey, they also owe Hashem an extra debt of gratitude. They would also bench gomel. And that's hinted to by B'chol HaChayim Yedu Chasela. Now, what does that have to do with anything? So, this number four that we are constantly remembering and bringing up throughout the Seder is to remind us that we were all four of those people that owe Hashem that extra debt of gratitude. That was us. Because when we came out of Mitzrayim, we were cholim, we were sick, we had broken backs from the Avodas Perach. Literally, we were aching and ill people, and Hashem saved us. Yam, the Yud, Yam, we crossed the Yamsuf. We, of course, we went through a sea, Kriyas Yamsuf. Yisurim, jail, Mitzrayim is known as Beis Abadim, that we were locked up in jail there for 210 years. And Mem, the Midbar, of course, we went through the Midbar for 40 years, and we also were still here to tell the tale. And for that reason, B'chol HaChaim Yadu Chasela, we are constantly remembering, by mentioning four so many times in the Seder, it's to remind us, look how much we owe to Hashem. We would need a bench gomel on all four accounts. So this is constantly mentioned as an extra debt of Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. So now that we understood it, I'm gonna try to dictate to you so that you could write it down, and I hope that you'll be able to give it over as you usually give over the Parashat Dvar Torah at home, and I get such nice feedback from your parents, so I hope that it will be the same for the Seder as well. So we're starting off by writing throughout the Seder. Again, throughout the Seder, the number four, throughout the Seder, the number four comes up many times. Again, throughout the Seder, the number four comes up many times. And then you would put in parentheses the four questions. The four kosos. Again, you would give examples of the four questions, meaning the Manishtana four questions, the four kosos, the Arba Banim, the four sons, and the four Lashonos of Geula. Okay, and then the question would be, why? Why are we constantly bringing up the number four? Again, what significance does the number four have in the Seder? Again, what significance? What significance does the number four have in the Seder? So far we have throughout the Seder, the number four comes up many times, and then we gave the examples of the four questions, the four cups, the four sons, and the Dalid Lashonis of Geula, and we're asking, what significance does the number four have in the Seder? And the answer. In Shmona Esrei, at the end of Modim, in Shmona Esrei, at the end of Modim, we say, V'chol HaChayim Yodu Chasela. In Shmona Esrei, at the end of Modim, we say, V'chol HaChayim Yodu Chasela. V'chol HaChayim Yodu Chasela. All the living will thank you forever. V'chol HaChayim and all the living, Yodu Chasela, will thank you forever. And all the living will thank you forever. And we'll continue by saying, Chazal tell us, Chazal, Chachamenu Zichronim Lebracha, Chazal tell us, there are four specific people who owe Hashem, there are four specific people who owe Hashem an extra debt of gratitude, or extra gratitude. There are four specific people, or four specific types of people, who owe Hashem extra gratitude. And then I would write it going down. On one line, I would write Ches, on the next line, Yud, on the next line, Yud, and on the next line, Mem Sofis. Spelling out Chaim. So again, Ches, Yud, Yud, Mem Sofis. And then Ches, make a dash, Chole, or equals. Ches equals Chole. and you could write down a sick person. Ches, chole, a sick person. Yud, yam, someone who crosses a sea. Ches, chole, a sick person. Yud, yam, someone who crosses the sea. Yud, yisurim, yud, samach, vav, resh, yud, mem, sofis. Again, yisurim. And that refers to somebody that was in jail. Yisurim, someone who was in jail. And mem, sofis is the midbar, someone who crossed the desert. So ches, chol, a sick person, yud, yam, someone who crossed the sea. Yud, Yisurim, refers to somebody that was in jail, the Yisurim that they had in jail. And Mem, Sofis, someone who crossed the Midbar, the desert. And then we would say, you could mention also that these four people nowadays bench Gomel, that these four people, these four types of people bench Gomel nowadays. And then we'll finish off by saying, B'nai Yisrael were all four of these people. B'nai Yisrael were all four of these types of people. They were sick from the Avodas Parach. They were sick from the Avodas Parach. Their backs were literally broken. They were overworked, and of course that brings pain and suffering and sickness. So they were sick from the Avodas Parach. They crossed the Yam Suf. So they crossed the sea. They crossed the Yam Suf. They were locked in jail in Mitzrayim, meaning Mitzrayim is the jail. They were locked up in Mitzrayim. You could just write, they were locked up. They were locked up in Mitzrayim. And they were in the Midbar for 40 years. They were locked up in Mitzrayim. And they were in the Midbar for 40 years. Last sentence. We continuously mention the number four. We continuously mention the number four. We continuously mention the number four to remember the Hakaras HaTov. We continuously mention the number four to remember the Hakaras HaTov that we owe to Hashem. We continuously mention the number four to remember the Hakaras HaTov we owe to Hashem. I hope that you were able to get it down. And please just remember to try to keep these papers chametz free. They could be, you know, wrapped up in that tablecloth and put away someplace. And I look forward to doing another Dvar Torah with you tomorrow, Rosh Hashem. Have a wonderful day. And remember to be as helpful as you can. And remember to click. Bye.